Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Angie Jones with the Knoxville Rec Center to talk about spring break activities.
Well, spring break is here for the Knoxville Community School District. First off, what are some of the activities kids can do for spring break, and what does that mean for the Knoxville Rec Center?
During spring break, we have all of our regularly scheduled classes, and we have what we're now calling a pop-up class. So every week on the schedule in March, there is a certain time, a certain day, where there is a specific class listed that's no other time or no other day. So that's something fun that if you actually come in and look at the schedule, you can see what those classes are. The other thing that we're doing is we have open swim scheduled all throughout spring break from 1 to 4 every day so that the kids can come in and play. We have open gym. We have the weight room, the circuit room, the racquetball room for the kids and the adults that are old enough to be in those spaces.
And what do those pop-up classes, I guess, what are those all entail? Because those sound like a lot of fun.
You know, they are fun. It's some of our regular classes that are already on the schedule, and then we have a new one that's two different times on the schedule in March. We're trying it for the first time in March, where every week, one time, there's a pop-up class. It just shows up on the schedule. You can get that by either getting a schedule or looking at the schedule on our website and just showing up for it and having fun with us. We have two times scheduled at 6 a.m. and then two times scheduled at 8:15 in the morning. We're just sort of trying out some class times to see if people are interested in it and trying out some classes to see if we can generate some new fun here at the rec.
What do those classes involve? You say they're the normally scheduled classes. For people who don't know what that is, what are those?
Boy, that's a big question. We have a lot of classes here. As always, we have our Zumba, our Turbo Kick, and our Pio. But we also have a new class on the schedule called Amped Power Flow. That's probably my newest, most favorite class because it is multi-generational and you'll get the same workout. We use small kettlebells, resistance bands, and then yoga flow style movement all set to choreography and music. It's a really good class for anyone wanting to just get into fitness or anyone wanting to boost their fitness or anyone needing to get a little more flexible. We also have the cycling classes. They're scheduled multiple days and times throughout the week, and our Saturday fitness schedule is back on with Cycle Saturday at 7:15 in the morning, and the entire month of March we have Step Fitness at 8:15.
Let's talk about spring break a little bit, just for some of the kids to go back. You talked about the open swim. That's obviously really fun. And just talk about the process of, you know, maybe people who aren't members who need to come in, take care of that process, and let their kids have some fun.
We offer so many different choices for people to come to the rec. You can pay your daily admission fee, and that involves different prices for different ages. So a kid gets one price, a high school person gets one price, an adult, even a senior has different pricing. So it's kind of nice in that aspect. You can buy, like I said, the daily fee. You can buy monthly memberships. You can buy three-month memberships. You can buy six-month memberships. We even offer an annual membership where you can auto-deduct it from your checking account for no startup fee and no stop fee. So that is really nice, and that really takes the pricing down quite a bit, especially for everything that we offer. We offer almost 30 or 32 classes each week now on our schedule, and first grade and up can attend the classes with their parents or guardian. So if we've got a mom that says, hey, I've got a first grader and a fourth grader, and they're home, and they're driving me crazy, and they don't want to swim, they can come to classes with her.
And just for people who, for rec sports coming up, we won't get into that specifically right now, what's coming up in the spring, but what's the easiest way to find out all that information?
You can come in, and we have all the information at the desk. We have a program guide that gives you everything for the year. You can get on our website, or you can even give us a phone call, and we have all that information at hand.
Perfect. Well, anything else you'd like to add for the spring break? I know kids looking out have plenty of free time, and the rec center is a great place to come hang out.
Yeah, I'd love to see lots of kids and parents and brothers and sisters and grandmas and grandpas and everybody just coming in, taking advantage of everything that we have to offer, because we do offer multi-generational fitness for everyone.
Thanks to Angie Jones for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.